Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial #law, #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, so many ways to take us in. Appreciate any of those ways. Just thankful for you allowing us to be part of your morning each and every morning between these hours. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside, and of course, it's the second hour of our Thursday shows on a numbers game. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. And it goes like this. No intro? Oh, no intro. Hey. Didn't have an intro today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the mic in. Oh, wow. That's very nice.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Hit it. There you go. Best intro in the biz.
Hey.
Better late than never. How you doing? By the way, you came in. First of all, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Good to see you, too.
You came in. I was like, why are you so subdued? Are you somber? And what did you say to me?
Someone said, hey, can you do me a favor? I need I need five figures, by the way. And, yeah. I just need a
Can you lend me five figures real quick?
Just for a week.
Yeah.
So, but it's you know, someone in our business. So he's actually a partner of mine that we do some stuff together. We make a lot of money together. So of course I'm going to say yes. You know, pay someone else for me.
Sure.
But it's just a matter of our business is so different, and it just happens. I was walking through the door, but like perfect example. We were talking on the break for a second there before I came on. It's the reason why I tell my wife nothing. She knows nothing about figures or money going somewhere. You can't tell your wife. And people out there that are listening and watching us are going to relate to this.
So agree with this.
No, but even these guys, because I always say that, you know, I do a dozen shows a week during football, and you have an astute gambling audience.
The best, so, Billy.
You know,
the best.
I'm not just saying that because I'm here. I don't say that on any other show, you know. Some things I have to dummy it down for a lot of shows because the producer will say, hey, you have to put that in more layman's terms. But people will understand this, I believe, on the show. And, I got the new Kangol hat. That's right. The blue.
LL Cool J and Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah, it's a different kind of style.
Keeping Kangols alive.
I got a new one. Anyway, so listen. So, and this is for everyone out there, too. I'm sure you guys understand this, too. In our world, when you're dealing with so many people, partners, friends, people you're, you know, maybe, you know, dealing back and forth with money, you never want to tell someone, you never want to tell your wife, hey, you know, Gil owes me $50,000. Now, let's use a number. He owes me 12 grand. Gil owes me 12 grand. And man, I hope I get this 12 grand. I hope I get it this week. And you never want to tell your other one, your spouse, or your other, you know, significant other, because they only hear someone owes my husband money or my boyfriend money.
Yeah.
They don't know that you know, that's an everyday thing, you and I going back and forth with money, or, you know, and they'll say, and they'll always remember, even though you pay me.
That's right.
They're always going to remember.
That's exactly
that
right.
Son of a B, who owes my husband money. He's no good. So then when I invite you over to Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
They say, you're inviting that guy that owed you money.
As we're putting on the stuffing. That's right.
Yeah. But however, though.
By the way, disclaimer, I do not owe Bill 12 grand. But
your
point is well taken. I'm not making the comparison here,
yeah,
but then I'm going to get into a totally different subject. But just to take it like one step further, remember when Bernie Madoff was finally convicted of the crimes? They finally caught him doing what he was doing. And the big question afterwards was, his wife had to know what he was doing. Man, she didn't know anything.
No
chance.
It's funny. I watched a lot of things on Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no way.
But remember how many people said that?
The kids didn't know. The two sons.
Oh, the sons definitely didn't know.
Okay. I'm going to say they didn't know either.
The sons had horribly tragic endings to their lives.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I know that the one died of cancer, but I swear that could speed up your cancer. The stress on top of it.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. But remember at the beginning, everyone was, she had to know. She didn't know.
That doesn't mean that she shouldn't have had to give everything back. She should have, but that's a different story.
And Bernie asked her to take $10 million out a month earlier. If you remember, there was a transfer from her account for $10 million. She's only going by what Bernie said. But $10 million there is like, you know, 25 grocery dollars to us.
That's right.
You're like, okay, yeah, Bernie. It's like she doesn't even know what she's doing.
Anyway, I wasn't trying to compare the two things, but I'm just saying that's a – I totally agree with you as – you and I tend to, you especially, because you've all also been in documentaries where they show you carrying a lot of cash. You've got even a system of rubber banding your cash, which is interesting. But what does this come down to, Bill? This, what we're talking about is that we just live, and because we're not saying this with any kind of bravado, it's just that we exist in such a specific world. Right. Not just you and I, but those of us that bet in sports. Right.
Yeah.
And it's so unrelatable.
It's unrelatable to regular people, regular people like I use the word civilians. People get upset. I say, he's a civilian. I tell my guys, the guy's a civilian. You can't do that to him. Like, I'm not trying.
He's a civilian. That's right.
You can't put this kind of money. Even on the shows, like you said, the documentaries, I wouldn't carry anything big. I carried like 30 grand. Like, they wanted me to carry $100,000 to the window. I said, that's not me. I said, that's not, I don't do that.
That's right. You refused to
I refused to carry any big money, But I did show people how to put the $10,000 pack. And everyone loves that. It's a $10,000 pack. You put $10 bills, fold it, go one way, the other way on top of each other. Four rubber bands, nice and tight.
Little checkered thing.
Yeah. It's like a Kit Kat bar. You just put it right in your pocket. You can put a couple of them in your pocket,
Just like a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah. But you're right, though. And I don't want to come off wrong to people, but I just thought about... I didn't know we were going to talk about it on air, about these kind of figures that go back and forth. And you, to most people, it would be like, what? But not to really our audience going back and forth with money like that. And, in the poker community, too, it's the same thing. No, poker guys, go back and forth and throw white chips and $5,000 flags, which are white $5,000 chips, back and forth like it's like they're candy bars, like nothing.
JC on Twitter, not telling the wife is key. We go to Vegas 7-8 times a year. She doesn't know how many big bets, how big my bets are, but as long as I get her a gift, she turns a blind eye at home with my credit account too.
I'm surprised though, a wife. If that was a girlfriend, maybe.
Yeah, that's funny.
But it's got to be. My wife knows not to even ask. She doesn't ask anything. Listen, the bills are paid. Everything's paid. That's all you have to know. You don't have no credit card debt. You have no card debt. You have no house debt. Like she knows not to ask.
Yeah.
However, I understand if newbies. And especially if you're going to get married, they have to be petrified that you're a gambler. Now you have her parents now, I'm sure, saying, be careful because he's a gambler. That's why, like years ago, I wouldn't even tell people up until a decade ago that I gambled for a living because they would say automatically he's a degen. That's just the way it would go. And now, when PAPS was repealed and all of a sudden now it's all fashionable and it's everywhere. You bet sports. I swear it's just happened. Where was I at last week? I was at there was a Zork Fest over at it's called Zork Fest.
Zork Fest.
And I went in there. Anthony Curtis was speaking. And after it was over, the second seminar, someone came up to me, handed a card, and said, "Hey, here's my card. My son's trying to bet sports. He wants to bet, and can you help him?" And I thought she was saying, I thought exactly opposite of what I thought. I was like, "Listen, I'll definitely talk to him. Like, this is not for everyone, and responsible gambling is a big thing of mine." I took it wrong. She goes, "No. He wants to win. He don't have a problem. He just wants to be able to win."
I'll tell you what.
I thought I was trying to help the kid from being a gambler.
Well, so it's funny because this actually touches on both of the things we're talking about. So when I was at Shiva for my mom, there's a couple, and I love the wife dearly. She was asking me about, I don't know how we got on the subject of she was like, "You carry cash around?" I was like, "Yeah." And then I told her like how much is in my apartment or whatever at different times. And she's just flabbergasted by it. But she also brings up a story that when her son was a teenager and he was deciding what he wanted to do for a living, he thought what I did was cool and he wanted to bet and all this. And I immediately told her, I was like, "No." Because it was my test to see how many times he would come back. If he came back to me like 5, 6, 7 times, whatever, and was super adamant about it, then I would have been like, "Okay, let's do this. Let's talk about this, very systematically." Yeah. But I would never immediately say yes to a kid's instinct on it.
Sure. And you want to actually, more than anything, I talk about responsible gambling so much that immediately my brain was reset to, oh, yeah, I'll help him. I'm going to tell him this is not for everyone because, Gil, I'm going to tell you something. We never talk about this. I actually wouldn't recommend what I do for anyone now.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Now I wouldn't recommend.
Now, because it's harder to beat.
Listen, there was bonuses in the day.
Yeah.
That you can make a living off the bonuses back in the 90s when I started. Literally. Early 2000s even. And even when these sports books, the FanDuels, the DraftKings, all the big sports books started up, boy, you could make a living for the first 2 years off bonuses.
Yeah.
It's definitely different now.
My reasoning wasn't necessarily that. My reasoning was if you are not committed to this as a, you know, year after year, lifelong kind of thing, like if it's not in your DNA innately to do this, and it's not something that you will do for a very long period of time, I'm not interested in talking to you. Like, you will have to show, if it was my own kid, right? If it was my own kid and they expressed an interest, it would take me years to finally be like, okay, I see the seeds of what you're doing. Like, you kind of get it. Let's talk about this. Let's see how this would go.
But the kids are influenced by all these social media scammers.
Yes, they
are.
And
BS casino wins.
That's what I mean.
I'm seeing more people now on the internet tell stories about casino wins. Listen, I usually don't talk about any one individual. I don't do this normally. There's this guy out there. You guys all know who he is. The tattoos, Mickey Moss. You know what I'm talking about, this kid?
I do
that
not.
Says that he won all this money. The casinos hate me, and he's selling a system for $50 million. And everyone's listening to him, by the way. He gets millions of views. Give me a break. The casinos chased him out, he said, on documentaries. They chased him out of the casino because he won so much money, and we're trying to get their money back. I mean,
oh, I've seen that.
You had to see it.
I saw
everywhere.
That. Yeah.
I just can't. Our audience is going to know automatically probably who it is, and they're going to realize.
But that's what we're up against.
You're up against that. These kids see that.
And can I tell you something?
And they believe it automatically.
There is such a little chance that we can ever beat that.
And that's very good. Yeah. I didn't think of that part.
It's so relentless. That it's unless our platform was 10x or 100x, it's so tough to beat that.
It probably shouldn't even get mentioned.
Yeah, that relentless propaganda.
Very good.
Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakenman with a K on Twitter. Coming right back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live from Circa Resort Casino here in downtown Las Vegas. Hey, don't forget this deal is still in full effect with so many sports in action. There's no better time to put the VSiN experts to work for you. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our daily best bets, 19 hours of live programming, power, strength, and better ratings, plus our exclusive betting splits. Start your VSiN Pro subscription today for as little as $9.99. It's $9.99 U.S. currency. And see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. We get tweets. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Ice Cold Gambler. Jason says, wow, Bill, can you please write a book of just all the truths of life that you speak on a numbers game? Always great stories, but 100% truth. The wife can never know anything because she will hate all your friends.
That's even better wording. Thank you, whoever wrote that to you.
That resonated with people.
Yes.
Judd O'Connor, taking one of those NFC West coaches won't be enough. Ryan's overexceeded expectations last year, and Stefanski won it with a loaded roster. Quinn, KOC, Tomlin, all based on preseason conviction and overachieving. It's a good point. It's a good point about D'Amico Ryans. So many of us, not of us, but a lot of folks had D'Amico Ryans Coach of the Year tickets last year, and it gets clipped at the end by Stefanski. B's bets. I was in Vegas 2 weeks ago, and my wife stayed behind with her girlfriends, asked me for a few bets. I started with a $1,000 bet and then got to $3,000. She was freaking out and was nauseous placing the bet. Bad move on my part. She asks daily now.
Wow, thousands? $3,000? This is not even
now she has
$10. This is thousands of dollars.
Now she has too many questions, he's saying. Get the money racing front wraps. He says, this is the best Bill Krakenman spot ever, he says.
Oh, thanks.
Stringfellow Hawk. Oh, Stringfellow Hawk is out here. He says, hey, fellas, visiting from North Carolina. I'm hanging out in the book. Would love to say hello after the show. We would love to say hello to you as well. And then, can't read that one. Let's see.
I can read that one.
Three Jack H3131. Gil, you could easily increase your influence by 10x if you were a busty girl that walked around offering bits of betting advice. Tennis talk with it. Yeah, there's always that. That's for sure. And then there's the other one. Did you want to read that?
Well, I'll read it, and I won't use the word.
Yeah.
But Johnny Vegas texted us. This guy, Mickey, is one of the biggest frauds out there. Talk to my host at Caesars and Dealers and High Limit. They welcome his losses there.
Yeah.
Here is his Instagram. He took it down. Gee, I wonder why. You know, and I'm not trying to, I usually.
There's so many of those.
But I never usually go after anyone individual. It's just not a good look for me.
Well, it should be an individual because once he goes away, yeah. There's going to be someone else to replace him.
This guy is polarizing.
Never stops.
He has the like tattoos all over and he talks. I tell you what, he's a good talker. He sounds like he's real. If I wasn't a street smart knock around guy, I would probably listen to him.
Street sound knock around.
No, I'm just saying I would probably listen to the guy. You know, like he says, "Oh, I was in the casinos. All hate me," and I, you know, and then he's talking about having sex with all the dealers and you know how much I there's certain things that really irritate me and. The only reason why I am mentioning his name, because a lot of people do watch it, but you're right. We're probably going to make it, especially on this program, very small indent in his life. But you know what it is? People put him on. Everyone puts him on shows because he gets a lot of views. I refuse to. I won't put someone like that. You know, so, John Orlando said, "Hey, we should put him on a show where I can get
see?
To him."
It's your co-host saying like, that. No.
But John is Joe Public.
Yes.
So John's like, "Yeah, but you know, some of the stuff can be true." Like, John, there's no way I'm putting someone like that on my show. You might as well have him and Vegas Dave on the same episode.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I have a friend here who I remember like 5 years ago was like, "Hey, do you know Vegas Dave?" I'm like, "Oh my God."
You see?
Yeah.
You see? And
no, I don't. I'm sorry to tell you. I don't.
You know, it just bothers me that. But, you know, you said something during, I never realized that during the last session. I never think about that. We're going to put some small little, maybe one or two people can see it and maybe tell someone, but we're such a small impact on this guy's world. This guy gets millions of views on shows.
Yeah.
He's getting big spotlights. Like, you know, I'm friends with Vegas Matt, who's a big slot influencer. So I never met him. I'm friends on Twitter. We've talked a couple times. Now, I'm going to put Matt on one of my shows. Eventually, Matt and I will get together and do a show. And I like that I can, I already know, because I just watched one of his shows. He doesn't admit to being a winner. I love that. He's an influencer. He plays big. He plays giant, and the casinos allow him to film. He's betting ridiculous amounts of money, losing tens of thousands of dollars sometimes on a show. But once in a while, he'll win $100,000 or $50,000. So once in a while, he'll win that. But overall, he is a losing gambler, and he's making the money back because he's making seven figures a year on his social media.
On his social media.
Yes.
There, I mentioned this about a month or two ago, so forgive me for repeating this, but along the same lines, there might be, I don't know if it's happening or not, but at the time, someone was trying to do a sports betting documentary for HBO. And I think they had got green lighted for like three episodes. Anyway, you might remember the story. So they put me out here with two other people. One was this social influencer, young blonde girl who could, you know, was as sweet as could be. And then there was another guy who was as flashy as could be. And essentially they were both like, I want to remember precisely what it was. It's like, "Oh yeah, remember there was a Cowboys kick where Brandon Aubrey missed a kick at the end of the game to keep the spread, what it, you know, was." And they are convinced, Bill, there is nothing I can tell them, right? They are convinced that quote unquote, Vegas made a call, right? So it's all part of this. it's a cousin of what we're talking about, which is people are so easily influenced by our brains. The human brain is flawed and wired to want to believe conspiracies, the flashiness. Remember the action documentary that you were in, Showtime's Action Doc. The whole thing with those producers, I've said this before as well. They were like, "Oh, no, don't worry. The way that we portray Vegas, Dave, is people will see, like, the con is so perfectly displayed. They see it. It's like, and then he lost the games. And so it fell into their laps. And they're like, 'Oh, my God, we got this. We got this so perfectly mapped out.' Obviously, everyone's going to realize it. And you know what? At the end, the biggest takeaway was people are like, 'Yeah, but he's got that house in Cabo.'"
That's exactly right.
"And he's got that car."
I had someone say, "Well, you have a Kia. He has a Rolls Royce SUV." That's what matters to me. Never knowing how he got the truck, just knowing that I drive a Kia because I'm smart to have a vehicle that, you know, has a 100,000-mile warranty, whatever it may be. But yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I actually gave in recently to a friend of mine who wanted to argue with me about video poker. I actually showed him every month Las Vegas has a chart of where, not Las Vegas, Nevada, what denominations, how much money they make per denomination, and what game pays the best. You know, it makes the most money. Blackjack and penny slots dominate Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and in general,
if you look at the monthly revenue,
and penny slots are always number one and number two, dominating the market. So he said, well, video poker, you're better off playing a higher denomination on video poker too, Bill, because it pays back more. And I'm like, no, that's not what it does. Not video poker. That's the reels. The video poker, the payback is on the screen. So if it's you're playing jacks or better, there's the payout. That tells you the percentage. It's a mathematical formula that anyone could figure out. Or you could just Google it now, of course. And he wanted to tell me, no. You play a higher denomination, you get paid back more on video poker. It's a friend of mine. And he actually knows a little bit about gambling on sports anyway. But I just gave in. I said, okay. All right. That's fine.
After a while, you don't even. Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to give in. What do you want to read? I can see you want to read something.
There's a couple. Corey Henderson, 775, says, Gil, listening to you at crack this morning. What is the definition of a knockaround guy? And condolences to you and your family on your mother. Thank you so much for the condolences. But what's the definition?
Knockaround guy. You know, there's even a movie called Knockaround Guys. Yeah. Knockaround guy. In other words, you're not a 9-to-5 guy. You live odd hours. And, you know, basketball season, I'm up, set my alarm for 5 in the morning. And nighttime, I'm up till midnight sometimes. So it's crazy. Now normally, and you don't answer to no one. Knock around guy. You don't answer to anybody. You don't have a boss. You don't have a set schedule you have to answer to people by. And you know, not only that, you live differently. You live differently. You spend money like an idiot. I'll be honest with you. I wish there's portions of my life I wished I didn't do. I wish I had the value for money, for dollar bills. My brain is always wired to the tip first. Like I want to go to a restaurant and I want to tip first.
Right.
I'll give the guy that pours the water.
We've had this discussion before where I'm like, Bill, you realize what you're tipping right there, right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
And then I want them to know I'm going to tip you. So just time is money to me. Stay on top of me. I'm not trying to be a big shot, but here's $10 for the guy, the busser. And the people really don't tip the bus person. Oh. What do you tip a captain? Anyway,
tip a captain. Yeah.
So I like to give the bus guy money. Last night I did it. I gave the bus guy money first last night. And you want to make sure the waiters know. So I'll mess around with them and tell them what I'm going to tip. I said, listen, you're doing great. Right now you're up to 11%. Keep going, though. You're doing. So they That's know good. They're going to get a good tip from me if I don't actually give them a 50 up front or something like that. Maybe a knockaround.
This is my favorite tweet of the morning. Not knocking anybody else's, but you'll understand why. This is from the numbers guys. His daughter, Elaine, had a blast this Halloween as Bill Krakenberger. Look how cute she is.
She is. She's so
cute. Dressed up as you with the Kangol and the shirt.
That's the shirt. I have that shirt because I ordered them from cubavera.com. A shameless plug for a site that gives me nothing. But anyway, they gave me the shirts, and the shirts are very valuable there. I love those Cuban type of shirts.
He said, thanks to the Guayabera. He said, thanks for the inspiration. Maybe I watched too much Visa at the house. I don't think so. I want to know how far they took this. Like, was she going around trick-or-treating going like, you know, you're going to lose all your money betting parlays, and these teaser prices are horrible. I want to know how far they took it. Cheese. Look at Elaine. Thank awesome. You, Elaine. More how with cool. the Crack Man next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Looking for some action? Our friends at FirstBet have you covered. Sign up today to unlock exclusive promotions, plus watch and wager on hundreds of exciting horse races every day from across the country and around the world. Sign up at FirstBet.com. That's the number one, STBet.com. Use promo code VSiN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days, up to $200. Head to FirstBet.com today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Good, bad, indifferent, funny is always the best. This is Norm in Vegas. He says, if someone came trick-or-treating to my house dressed as Bill Krakenberger, I would expect a tip after giving them some candy or maybe just for opening the door. That's awesome.
Thanks, Norm.
Poor Elaine, as cute as can be, she's like, what do you mean I have to tip you?
Right.
And this is from Todd Bubba Horowitz, our buddy Bubba. He says, the problem with today's society is people are too influenced by those who have no clue. Sports betting, trading are hard work to grind out the edge. People have to wake up, do the work, and learn to grind. Follow Gil and Crack. It's a very nice view, Bubba. You're right. It's in everything. I mean, we just had, you know, an election this week where, and I'm talking about both sides, right? Because we do this apolitically. Everyone is trying to promote their agenda and largely not rooted in fact. if I may be so bold, right? So there's that. And so people are influenced by whatever they're being fed.
I just had an election show. I had on Robert Barnes, who's an attorney in town, a big attorney, actually. He's been on many TV shows and networks, and he's got 331,000 followers on Twitter. And I thought it was great. It was so objectionable. I wanted to present both sides and the values of different states. Like Trump in Virginia, it was plus 8-1.
Yeah.
And by the way,
he almost won.
He almost won.
He almost won Virginia. And that was actually the Virginia returns was the first clue that he was going to win.
Right. Because yeah. he was actually up for a little bit. Then he was only down by like 2% the whole time. And he lost by minimal. But also having Kamala Harris at certain states was plus big money. Here in Nevada, yeah, was plus big money. Certain states were really big money at that. So it was a really good conversation.
You meant you were being objective, you said.
Yes.
Okay.
Objectionable, yeah. Objective, that's right. But it was really good. But, you know, people just get so irate when it comes to politics.
Oh,
I was
incredible.
Worried about even doing an election show. I don't want to get no one upset or anything. So we talked back and forth, and everyone loved it. I'm telling you, 100 good responses. Everyone loved it. But one person, just based on seeing Robert, I don't know, you know, I took it down immediately because you could take down things on your own tweets if you put them up. Yeah, he threatened me and him. He threatened Robert. Because it was right. And for me, for putting him on the show, like literally got kind of a threat that
threatened you,
said he was going to like take us out. Like that, that was kind of a threat that you can actually like, I mean,
yesterday, somebody, he was joking, but he was kind of being serious. He was like, Gil, I didn't get it the first 1,000 times that you said you were talking about the election apolitically. But now that you said it 1,001 times, I finally get it. Like he was messing with me.
Right.
And I said it on air yesterday. I go, when you talk about political betting, you have to reinforce that point a million times, because if you don't, someone's going to land on you and they're going to come up exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Because politics, for whatever reason,
God,
people get so people are so emotional. People are so angry. People believe that their side is 100% right and the other side is 100% wrong. And people lose their minds. And that's the perfect example of what you're talking about.
Guy lost his mind. You know, and instead of going really back at him, I was upset. Though. I was mad. I was more mad, not upset. I was just mad people would be so stupid. So immediately I took the tweet out and I blocked him. But I probably shouldn't have said something to him. I did. So you're supposed to just ignore that.
What'd you say?
No, I just told him to go F himself.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. Which I couldn't. That's dumb. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that ever.
Yeah, but
that he actually attacked me personally, too. There's more to the tweet I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
He attacked me personally, too. I took it that way. And,
here's the thing. Everybody has the courage of anonymity on Twitter.
I said that to him.
You got the courage of anonymity. Come say what you're saying on Twitter. Come over here and say it to my face. Seriously.
Let me say something I wasn't going to say. So you bring out everything in me.
You're welcome.
So like people give Fezzik a lot of crap, and granted, we know he brings on a lot of it too. I understand.
That's what we talk about. Yes.
So now, if you want a Q&A with Fezzik or me today, at 12 noon, we're going to be, and which I asked you to go to. There's a weekly podcast every week at my buddy Al's, Dom DeMarco's on Charleston. Fezzik and I will be there 12 noon today, and we're going to have a Q&A with the audience, and so people can come down there and you can vent your frustration, or you can be telephone tough guy in person, whatever you want to do.
That's right. Yeah.
You know. So, and I'm not trying to say I'm trying to welcome that or bring that
on. No, but what you're saying
I'm just saying, like, maybe Fez deserves some questions from the audience members to his face to say, hey,
correct,
this you're doing or this you're feeling, you know, like he put out he's going for stuff now for political tweets. You know, people don't realize this. People are saying, oh, he's a big lefty and Fezzik. How is he feeling now?
No, he's not.
Let me just tell you something. Fezzik 2 months ago was telling me that this is Trump.
He completely flipped. Yeah.
Yeah. This was from a betting standpoint. That's all. But I had three different people text me, one on Twitter, two personally. How's Fezzik feel now? They don't even know that there's more to this. This is about sports betting the election.
Well, I had a guy. I had a guy who was like, he listens to the show every day. By the way, they all listen to the show every day, even the people that dislike. Right.
Yeah.
But he was like, what was the tweet we put up yesterday where he's like, eat it on this jerk.
Right.
You know, he was careful to say on this because he likes all the other stuff. But I was like, bro, I'm just trying to make bets. That's all. So I was wrong about a bet. Why are you so gleeful about it? Right. Yeah. But people, when it comes to politics, there is, it is like, you think about all these teams we love from when we were kids, right? Sports teams that we love from when we were kids, and then we become bettors on it. That does, imagine we have a lifetime of love for sports and sports betting. No one gets as emotional about their sports teams as folks do about this election. It's incredible. So even the notion of talking about it, like, by the way, when we were owned by DraftKings, they didn't want us talking about it at all.
Right.
At all. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I was like, I'm talking about it because we made a big deal talking about 2020.
Sportsbooks are booking that. BetMGM is booking the election.
In Ontario.
In Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the legal markets in the United States, Kalshi and Interactive Brokers now. Gil, I have a video. There were signs all over. The biggest billboards in town, right across from you over there, too. The biggest billboards. Mm-hmm. Had legalized sports bet, legalized election betting with the odds of the election.
Oh, the Kalshi thing.
Everywhere. Kalshi was everywhere. All over the strip.
Yeah, yeah.
All over the strip it was. So, and sorry to interrupt.
No, 100%. That was, so anyway, just it's a point. I'm sorry some guy said that to you.
Yeah.
Because
people say stuff like, I block guys all the time. People say stuff all the time.
But Bomani Jones, he used to say this, and you know, he's like, I'm not here for you to, you know, to make threats to me. Yeah. And he would always give back too. It's like, for some reason, people think they could talk to you that way. So don't worry about it.
And there's a couple tough guys on Twitter. They know who they are out there. There's a couple guys. I almost want to mention their names, but I have like their real names. I actually have their real, like, someone show me, there's like three guys that are big, big, tough guys on Twitter. They're, by the way, I have body parts that weigh more than them. There's some big tough guys on Twitter. And like, I had guys internally from one of the sports books say, hey, I want to let you know, this is the real guy's name that posts under this name. Oh, this is a real guy. Like, wow.
By the way, they think we don't know who they are.
Oh, no,
we
I know exactly who all of them are. Three biggest ones. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but I even had, like, someone even sent me their address. Like I have their, speaking of which, about working in the sports book.
Yeah.
But, listen, back in Jersey, someone reached out to me. And he's got a job in risk in one of the books. And he's like, I'm just out of control. I can't win, Kraken. If you could help me with anything. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. You're in risk in the sports book. And I thought the guy was doing well. And you have the best information coming over in front of you at the screen. And I know all these sports books have the guys in the back room that kick things out and bet their own stuff. And I'm not saying everyone there, but a good portion of them. And you want to know something? Why not? You should. Mm-hmm. If you're getting the best information in the world, you know the winning players, you're supposed to bet. You're supposed to be betting it in smaller amounts under the cover of darkness. Not if I bet Circa and someone from Circa is going to bet Westgate. I didn't get to Westgate yet, or vice versa, or any of the other sports books. If you're working in a sports book, getting the best information. Now, I understand this kid's problem was he was doing it, but he was overbetting. Like, I can lose 10 games in a row. I'm going to lose 43, 44 bets out of 100. So if you're betting, overbetting those 44 losers, you're going to lose.
We've said it many times, but we haven't said it enough recently. Money management.
Yes.
As important, if not more so, than your actual handicapping.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, oh, yeah, I have winning accounts for sure. I follow their plays. Just I catch the losers, he was saying. I said, well, that means you're betting too much per game. So, yeah, you should definitely be following. But don't get in my way either, though. Don't get in my way because I'll expose you. If I see something move and I know I bet your sports book, and if you're going to bet a main sports book where you're going to move it after I bet it, and that's happened here. Thank God to your show. You probably don't even realize it. You helped me out a couple of years ago when that was happening. So, just bet the smaller ones, bet small, and make a nice side living.
Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill and John Orlando. Coming back right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Coming up top of the hour after a numbers game, it's Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown today sitting in with Stormy. That should be a good one. As it always is with Stormy and Matt, followed by John Hansen and Prop Points at 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and then Make It Rain with Adam Schein thereafter, coming up on a number, not on a numbers game, but on VSiN, the sports betting network, after a numbers game. That's what I meant to say. Which brings us to our G-Bank best bets of the day, everybody, the official bank of VSiN, G-Bank. We had a bunch today, starting with my own. Again, these are my football bets for this weekend. I am on the Commanders minus 2.5. That was actually the Larceny Smooth bet of the week as well. On the Commanders minus 2.5, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. See, I said it. I said Commanders. Lions minus 3 at the Texans, and I'm on the Cardinals giving a point against the Jets. I am thinking about playing the under. I'm thinking about playing the total under tonight, but I'm waiting for the total to keep on rising. No real rush to play that if you're going under. Kelly's got the Ravens team total over at 29.5 in his plays this weekend. He's on the Eagles laying the points against the Cowboys. Dak not placed on an IR yet, but could be, and therefore he'd be out for 4 weeks if he is, but he won't be playing in this one. Eagles minus 6 against Cooper Rush, and the Cowboys is on the Falcons laying the 3, and he's taking the points with the Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs, taking the 9.5 on the Broncos. Zach Cohen also checking in. He's on the over tonight, the over 52.5, Bengals-Ravens, Thursday Night Football, and he's got two NBA plays. He's on the Blazers plus the points and on the Jazz plus the points, plus 4 and plus 3.5, respectively. What was that again, Kelly? Oh, Utah football, not the Utah Jazz. Pardon me. Thank you for that. Utah football, college football. I asked him about college football, and that was the one he came up with. Best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSiN. The GBank Visa signature card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible transactions. For more information, head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Yes, of course, he is on the Utes. We had tweets at Beat of the Book. Terry Elkins. That's hilarious, Bill. I drive a 10-year-old Kia and plan on driving it another 10 years.
Well, my 4-year-old Telluride was starting. I had a lot of miles on it. Starting, I had some problems, so I had to go. I actually traded it in for one of the EV9s, which is an electric vehicle.
Oh, there you go.
Well, here's why. And my wife was against electric vehicles, so it was a little bit of a.
She was against
she's
them.
She's against them. Yeah, she was against them. So, but they give you up until January 1st. They give us the government was giving $10,000 towards the truck, so they was it goes back to $7,500, I believe. Then, so I had that, and I had that they gave me a good amount of money, like gave me like $28,000 for my truck trade in, and but the problem is you need a home charger, so you have to have one. Like in other words, the salesman, which they don't know anything. They go in and they tell you, oh yeah, we have a charger. It's a level one. You plug it in your garage. You're overnight. You'll charge it up. It takes like a day, but you can, you know, give it the rest of the charge. BS. That's not the way it is. You can't have that charger will take a week to charge your car. So you have to get a level two charger. So it's another $900. I didn't know about it.
Yeah. You got to own one. Yeah.
You have to own one. Have to have an electrician come in and put it in your house. I did not know about it.
Or you live where I live, where you used to live, where Delicious lives.
Yes.
And they just give you one.
Yes, yeah. they do. So anyway, but I still have a Kia, though. So, yeah, no, the Kias are great.
Chris of St. Bart's, Golden Steer, Lotus of Siam, Michael's, Italian American Club. What am I missing? You're missing Esther's is what you're missing.
Oh, yeah. Who wrote that? That's a great.
That was from Chris of St. Bart's.
That's a good. And I just went to Michael's the other day. Unbelievable. I wanted to go in the kitchen and stand and applaud.
I think we're going to Michael's. You, me, and my mishpucha. We're going.
Oh, nice.
Soon. Yeah.
Michael's is great.
Master of Puppets. Keyboard Warriors are the best. Laughing emojis. BG McAvoy. I look at it as we're on the same team as bettors after the election. My first thoughts were worrying about the people who lost their bets, even though I was on the winning side. It's us versus the book, isn't it? BG McAvoy, I will never understand why there is a strain in sports bettors that it's not enough for them to want to show you how smart they are, but they simultaneously, so many of sports bettors simultaneously have this DNA strain where they want to tell you how dumb you are. And you're right. It makes absolutely no sense. I'm a little worried about some of our election, some of our friends who are election bettors as well. Chance Copperpot, bankroll management so key, even some of us seasoned bettors need a reminder. I recently went on a bad run, and the bets I was losing were bigger bets than I normally make. I need to regroup and get back to being disciplined.
Wow.
Always good, a good worthwhile reminder. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good for him to have that self-realization of it, too, because people don't. You know, speaking of your game, I think it was you or someone who had the Washington-Pittsburgh game. Is that you?
I am, yeah.
So Fez and I are on opposite sides of this game, I believe. I bet Washington earlier in the week. I bet the money line. Fez, yesterday, there's some three-dog... Westgate 3-dog 16, Wynn 3-dog 20, Stations 3-dog 15. So this particular game is a game that we both can win too, because I played the money line, but I laid a little bit -2.5. And even now at the South Point, which does not charge the juice on the line, in other words, right, it's -2.5, -20 here at Circa and a lot of books. However, the South Point does not charge that extra -120. If they're going to move, they're going to move
the number.
Yeah. So they're -2.5 right now, -110. They'll go to 3 both ways, -110. It's just, I just thought about when I seen that bet, that has to be in your arsenal if you're betting, especially around the key numbers. I think the South Point is very important to be in your arsenal of sports books.
That comes from the top, by the way. Michael Gaughan,
right,
the owner.
I didn't know that.
That is his edict.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't
I go
that.
There a lot. I was there last night at the Italian restaurant, Don Vito's. Let me tell you.
Don Vito's the one in the corner over there.
I'm tough on Italian food. Yeah. No, Don Vito's in the South Point, I'm saying.
Isn't it the one in the corner of the South Point?
It's right next to the steakhouse. I'll put that Italian restaurant up against most. That place is so good. You wouldn't think. I don't know why.
I've been
why
there
Why do
once.
I always think?
I went there one time.
Why do I always think South Point's like cowboys and country food? You want T-bone steak.
Yeah.
You want something. I never think of it being Italian food. But the Italian place there was, oh, man, it's unbelievable. And by the way, the who's who of the gambling world somehow popped up in there. I'll give some of the names because I don't know if the other ones want their names mentioned. But Jimmy Vaccaro, Richie Bocciolari, Nick Bogdanovich, hope I'm okay to say their names. And some of the guys they were sitting with were some of the sharpest gamblers in the world. So, they were right next to us last night, me and my buddy. But anyway, that place is great, and there's such great restaurants there. I can't say enough about the South Point. But it just goes to show you that Washington game, that handicappers can be on opposite sides of the game, though. And,
absolutely.
And pro syndicate groups can be on the opposite sides of the game.
For sure.
Yeah.
Know, they used to run it. So you were speaking to the South Point, it reminds me of them. They used to, they still have, I think, these college football props that they do at the beginning of the season. They do it for college basketball as well, where they take, buckets of teams versus everybody else, right? When they first did it, it was college football. It was like 4 college football teams and then the field to win the national championship. And I can't remember the teams in a certain year, but what Chrissy Andrews, who runs the South Point Sportsbook, the director of the South Point Sportsbook, what he always used to love was you would get really sharp people on both sides of just a simple prop like that, a simple season-long prop like that. And one of them would make a great case. I want to say, I'll give the names in this case. One side had Joe Pita on it. The other side had Chris Felica on it.
Oh, wow.
And each gave a really passionate argument for why... And I can't remember respectively who was on what side, but whoever had the bucket of teams gave a passionate argument for that. Whoever had the field had a passionate argument for that. So, yeah, that's a staple of handicapping. It's never going to be alignment, 100% alignment from the supposedly sharp guys.
Oh, yeah. Cool. You said something before about F1, and I just want to go into that subject before we go off air.
Yes.
So yesterday I was on Flamingo driving, from somewhere on the east side, and I was in traffic. They're looking at this road, the new road they're building there for F1 and all the things down.
The overpass. Yeah.
So it's not as bad as it was last race.
Not nearly.
However, I still don't know anyone that says, oh, I can't wait till F1 comes in town.
Oh, not only that, but I watched it from the roof of my building last year.
Right.
They charged us to go to the roof of my own building,
I
go to 364 days a year free, right?
Yeah.
And it's from like, it's a really tall building, so it's like you're watching from the heavens.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's cool for about 10 minutes.
Right.
And I paid money for this. And so this year, knowing that option is not interesting to me after doing it the first time, I'd kind of unless I somehow luck into some great vantage point between now and then, I'd rather not be here at all.
But you actually would go to it if you had a freebie pass?
If I had a...
It's exciting?
It's cool looking.
It is?
Against the night backdrop.
On the street, night backdrop.
Oh,
all right.
It's so all right. Cool.
From that vantage point.
Yeah. But if you're not part of that...
Right.
Get me out of here.
I don't know anyone that And last thing, you know, you said about Wisecracks with John Orlando. Randy McKay is on every single week right now during football, giving out his football picks.
Okay.
He had like his first losing week in a while. Some people came after him. After he won like literally 7 out of 8 weeks. Oh, you lost this game.
You're so bad at this, Randy McKay.
Yeah.
You never win anything.
Good deal. Good deal. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Billy. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. We've done all we can do. Stormy and Matt next on Money Moves right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.